Welcome to session 5 of our hesychastic prayer series. The language of prayer carries profound power. Words can touch the deepest parts of ourselves, expressing our needs, our hopes, and our desires. Over time, however, the words that once felt meaningful may need refreshing or adjusting. The Jesus Prayer has evolved over centuries, with variations that reflect different theological and spiritual nuances across Orthodox, Eastern Catholic, and other Christian traditions. I'll briefly introduce to you in this session 10 different historical variations to the words of the Jesus Prayer, and then close these teachings by saying why these variations matter. As you know, we've been using the standard form, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. But there are at least 10 other historical variations of the prayer. I invite you to treat the next few minutes of listening as a heart-centered pen and paper exercise. While I share the words for the historical variations I'm going to introduce, I invite you to jot down any of the variations of the Jesus Prayer that struck a chord in your heart and made you feel something that you would like to explore more closely in prayer. With that introduction, let's dive right in. The first of our 10 Jesus Prayer variations is a classic historic version that goes, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is the most widely known form of the Jesus Prayer, especially in the Eastern Orthodox world. It emphasizes humility and penitence, asking Jesus for mercy as a sinner. However, I'm especially cautious about using this variation of the prayer depending on the context of an individual's personal psychology. For example, someone who has a psychological tendency toward excessive guilt or toward what's called scrupulosity might want to steer clear of this version of the prayer, which emphasizes self-identification as a sinner. Variation number 2, a simplified invocation that simply says, Lord Jesus, have mercy. This pared-down version is common in the Slavic Orthodox tradition, and in times of great need or distress where the speaker is looking for a simple invocation to connect with Christ's mercy. Note, too, that individuals may progressively use shorter and shorter phrases until they scale down verbally to the point where they're simply repeating the name Jesus or Yeshua prayerfully in their heart. Number 3, the monastic variation. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Some monastic traditions add Son of the living God, which emphasizes the eternal and divine nature of Jesus. This phrasing adds more theological weight to the prayer. Our fourth variation is from the Russian tradition. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. This version simplifies the prayer while keeping the essence of seeking Christ's mercy. The fifth is the plural form of the hesychastic prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. This variation is particularly used in monastic or communal contexts, which emphasize the communal nature of salvation and intercession. Number 6, the variant for grace. Lord Jesus Christ, by the prayers of your most holy mother, have mercy on me. This variation asks for intercession from Jesus' mother, Mary, highlighting her role in interceding for humans. Number 7 comes from the Coptic tradition. My Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. The words, my Lord, add a sense of personal relationship and reverence. 8 is the pilgrim's prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me through the prayers of your saints. Inspired by the Russian spiritual text, The Way of the Pilgrim, this version asks for the saints' intercession and points to a communal nature of salvation that includes the saints. 9 is the breath prayer. In the hesychast tradition, the Jesus Prayer is sometimes divided to match the rhythm of the breath, mentally saying, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, while inhaling, and have mercy on me, a sinner, while exhaling. This method prepares one for inner stillness and contemplation. And last but not least, 10 is entrance into sacred silence. This is a special state of prayer in which verbal functions have significantly calmed down or stopped. The mind has come to a state where its primary occupation is silently adoring Jesus. Meanwhile, the desire for God's mercy becomes so deep that it is present with us amid the quiet beating of our heart. If any of these variations intrigued you or drew you in just a little when you heard them, see what happens when you incorporate them into your practice. As a hesychastic priest once told me, calling on the name of Jesus is the most important word of the prayer. Spiritual growth is rarely a straight path. It winds and changes, bringing us to moments of profound peace and at other times deep questioning. Our prayer life can adapt to whatever our spiritual moment is like when we are praying. In this regard, the Jesus Prayer can offer both consistency and room for personal adaptation. There may be times when reciting, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, resonates powerfully, grounding you in humility and reminding you of your dependence on God. Yet at other times, this version of the prayer might feel distant, or even like pouring salt into a wound. During those moments, remember that it's okay to let the prayer change to serve you, trusting that God meets you with mercy and grace, regardless of the exact words you use. As John chapter 3, verse 17 teaches, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. If you haven't already, find a comfortable posture, preferably one where your back can be straight and your feet can be on the floor. And take a moment to gather your thoughts and calm your mind. As you start to feel more calm and collected, we'll join together in the prayer of the heart with these words. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Letting the words go from your lips to your mind. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Repeating the words at your own pace, each time allowing them to sink a little deeper into your mind. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Amen.